KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies, some mist in the air, 41 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. In the news, a public meeting will be held regarding the River Valley OHV or Off-Highway Vehicle Park in Council Bluffs. That's coming up on April the 15th from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Western Historic Trail Center. And that's located at 3434 Richard Downing Avenue in Council Bluffs. The meeting is being held to discuss temporary closing of the park due to hazardous trees, plans to remove the trees, and the time frame for reopening the park. Information will be presented on the proposed forestry plan, environmental review, proposed logging, timber sale, and remove of invasive tree and plant species at the park. Public comments and questions will be taken following the informational portion of the meeting. If you're unable to attend, you can submit your comments to David Downing, DNR OHV Program Manager, at david.downing@dnr.iowa.gov. A man from Cicero, Illinois, was arrested last night on a drug charge in Creston. Authorities say 19-year-old Sergio Ibarra was taken into custody at Union and Elm Streets at around 11:15 p.m. Ibarra faces a possession of marijuana charge. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The USDA's first crop update for the 2015 growing season says nearly 75% of Iowa's cropland has adequate to surplus soil moisture. It also finds almost one-third of the state's fields are short to very short of moisture for the upcoming growing season. Iowa State University agronomist Aaron Soigling, who covers 14 southwest Iowa counties, says many Iowa farmers are starting their field work in preparation for planting.
We've been busy applying fertilizer this spring. A little bit of tillage, very little seeding has occurred at this point in the growing season. As moisture goes, I would say this is probably on one of the drier springs that we've experienced here as of late, although the forecast is for precipitation all week. So hopefully we can get some measurable precipitation out of that.
Joel DeYoung, a field agronomist for ISU Extension based in Lamars in northwest Iowa, says the dry conditions during March helped many growers to check off their pre-planting chores.
We had a lot of manure to haul because we froze up so early last fall. So we're getting quite a bit of manure hauled. There's some fertilizer being applied. And so they're taking advantage of that opportunity. And the soil conditions, most people tell me right now, are really pretty good for getting that done.
DeJong says a little rain could help, but soil conditions are okay for the most part.
The subsoil moisture, actually, for most of northwest Iowa last fall was pretty good. The surface is dry, but the subsoil is pretty good, except as you get close to the Minnesota border. Those areas, eastern half of Lyon County, as you start heading east to the Okoboji region, that was actually below normal.
He says he's optimistic about the chances of growers getting the needed moisture to recharge the soil once they begin seeding.
Our top 5 feet of soil in this region can hold about 10.5 inches of water. We were at around 7 to 8 inches on the first November last year, and the true moisture need for the crop doesn't kick up until we get into mid-June when the corn plant's starting as far as that subsoil moisture.
Right after planting, he says farmers will need to water to re-wet that top surface so the seeds will get started and get those root systems growing down to where that water is stored. Despite an improving economy, there's a new report out that shows the number of Iowans who are struggling with hunger is on the rise. The Gallup survey has 14.6% of respondents in Iowa saying they didn't always have enough money to put food on the table last year, and that's up from 12.4% in 2013. Among those who have seen the growing need firsthand is Barbara Prather from the Northeast Iowa Food Bank.
We continue to see increases in the number of people we're serving through, especially our backpack program. Last year at this time, we were serving about 3,500 kids every month, and now we're serving about 4,500 kids every month through the schools.
For the nation as a whole last year, just over 17% of respondents reported food hardship, the lowest rate since Gallup began collecting the data in 2008. Prather notes that those struggling to put food on the table in Iowa come from all walks of life.
It's some people who might have been laid off locally here. We're seeing more grandparents that are now raising their grandchildren. People that are working, just having a hard time making ends meet, making tough choices of, do I pay my utility bill or pay for food? Well, maybe if I can use the food bank, I can pay my rent, I can pay my utilities.
And volunteers are needed to help prepare food packages as part of an effort to provide meals from the heartland. Pastor Doug Opp in Audubon says the organization's MealsFromTheHeartland.org started in 2007, helping to meet the needs of the hungry in Iowa and elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world.
They've packed over 10,600,000 meals last year with the help of Iowans and other volunteers. This year their goal is 15 million meals, and they offer opportunities to have mobile hunger fights in locations other than in Des Moines when they do the annual hunger fight in late August, early September.
Ob says the Iowa National Guard Armory in Audubon is the site this Friday, April 10th, for the latest effort to help packing material, the meals. The event will be ongoing throughout the afternoon and evening.
We've raised $32,000 right now, which allows us to pack about 160,000 meals. Each meal is 20 cents, and there are six meals in each packet. So they include soy, rice, vitamins, and nutritional supplements. So they're a nutritionally complete meal, and we've enjoyed doing this. We offer the opportunity to help meet hunger needs here locally and worldwide.
The goal is to get enough volunteers to assemble the packs. Each pack serves six people.
Last year, we were in South Africa in 2013 as well, and we were privileged to be able to serve some of the meals from the Heartland to the children in South Africa when we were there. So it was quite exciting.
To volunteer an hour of your time to help, you can call 712-563-2625 or text 712-304-5567. The shifts run from 3 until 8 p.m. on Friday.
The area high schools, Audubon and then Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, they are going to have the 12 to 3 o'clock hours. So there's 100 people on the floor packing at any given time. That's our goal. And then starting at 3 o'clock, it's open to the public. So from 3 to 4 and then each hour following, that's when we need the volunteers, mostly the 3 to 4 o'clock hour and the 7 to 8 o'clock hour.
Interested persons need to arrive 15 minutes before their shift in order to view a training video. You can also help out by making a tax-deductible donation. Address your checks to Meals from the Heartland and give it to your local church. If you have any questions, you can call Pastor Doug Opp at 563-2625 or Pastor Stephen Frock at 268-2660. The packages full of the food will be transported in boxes and then on pallets before being trucked to Des Moines. Persons in the state of Iowa will be provided with meal packs first as needed before they're sent to the rest of the world and the U.S. Our news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.